Following yesterday's gloomy and damp weather, nice spring weather has returned to eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are on the mild side today. Humidity levels are not that bad, and we're looking at plenty of sunshine over the late afternoon hours into early evening. Just a couple of clouds will mix in from time to time. So things are looking great if you have outdoor activities planned. Maybe the kids have soccer or lacrosse, or maybe you want to get some work done around the yard before the sun sets. Well, the weather will cooperate very well as we move through the next few hours. High pressure is in control, and that means the weather conditions will remain quiet heading into tonight. The sky will be mostly clear. We'll see some areas of fog form, primarily in the valleys and near bodies of water. Temperatures will be on the cool side, not super cold, but chilly, with lows running mainly in the 40s and 50s. We should be right around 50 or so in the capital region. We could see a few 30s across some of the higher elevations, especially across the Adirondacks coming up tonight. Tomorrow looks to be another really nice spring day. We'll even take those temperatures down a little bit. So if you feel like it's a little too warm today for this time of year, well, you're going to be happy about tomorrow. Temperatures will be quite pleasant, running still in the 70s, likely a low to mid-70s across much of our area under bright sunny skies, and really a fine day ahead for the day tomorrow. So it's this time of year that we get some really nice stretches of weather. We have a pretty good stretch here coming up over the next couple of days. Unfortunately, timing-wise, moving closer to the weekend, we're going to reintroduce rain chances. So there is the chance that on Friday, we could see a shower or storm across the far north. Most of us, though, stay dry on Friday. It will be warmer as some warmer air surges in. Temperatures likely reach up into the 80s across much of the region. And then on Saturday, we'll start to see some cooler air push in from the north. And as that cool air pushes in, that could be a trigger for some rain at times. Probably not a washout Saturday, and probably not a washout through the entire weekend, but there are going to be some chances for rain, so we do have to be prepared for that. And of course, as we get a bit closer, we can get the timing a little more precise. Also, we'll mention that as that cooler air continues to push in from the north, it'll likely cool down as the weekend moves along, so Saturday is probably the warmest day of the three-day holiday weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s to around 50, some 30s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with a high around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with a high around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the low to mid-70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the low to mid-70s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, chance of a late thunderstorm across the far north, warmer, high 78 to 86. On Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 70s and 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.